This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
What is the bubble that no one is talking about, and how can we profit from it?
Oh, my God, I'm excited for this. Listen, this is the American bubble of everything. Can I run off some stats real quick? Mike, clip this up. We're at a record $17.1 trillion in household debt. Number two, we have $12 trillion in mortgages. We have a record of $1.6 trillion in auto loans, $1.6 trillion in student loans, $1 trillion in credit card debt. The total debt now is more than it was in 2006 before the crash. The leading economic index is in a recession territory, as indicated from this past week. The Nikkei 225, which is Japan's stock market, is doing better than the S&P 500. That's not a good sign. And when we're in inflationary periods, like we are now, 4 out of 7 times, it means we are headed to a recession and a default cycle has started. So what that means for those of you who are listening, there's a bubble of everything happening right now. Tech, AI, housing, credit card debt at scale. If you're looking at indicators that tells you what's happening in the market, we're maxed out in every area with no great leadership. How can we make money from it? I propose that you would go long on the VIX future or go long on the VIX around 961, and I would exit at 2426. If the NASDAQ goes back up 20%, if they do announce that we are in a recession or stop saying that we're going to be in a soft landing, because the other three times we said that we were going to be in a soft landing, the landing wasn't soft. Our short, if we get to maybe 18,000 down to 13,781.56, and I would find a real estate ETF that is not in the top 15 to short. When WeWork comes out and publicly tells you, hey, we probably won't be able to stay in business, which for those of you in business know, in order to admit defeat publicly in your publicly traded company, it's all over. That should not be happening. While credit card debt is at an all-time high. And I'm back here in Houston. Even when I go to New York, I don't see any of those office buildings being full. We are in a bubble of everything, and we just need to go back to, we need a correction to level out the market to get things back to where they should be. And once again, I keep saying it, there are seven stocks in the United States that is keeping everything afloat. Out of 6,000, most people can't name me another seven that they would bet their kids' life on. McDonald's, Starbucks, Caterpillar, NVIDIA is great. You got to wait to buy back into NVIDIA. AMD is still good. John Deere is good. Gallagher is good. Geico is good. But you can't, like, this is one of the weakest markets that I've seen in a long time that has had these many gains over a shorter period of time. Definitely troubling. And when the truth is not willing to be told because of election cycles, it could lead to disaster. So be prepared. And my favorite thing to do, and let's put it in chat. Do you feel more secure in 2023 than you did in 2020? And did you make more money in 2023 versus 2020? I don't want to touch on the scam thing and all that, but a lot of those Ponzi's end up getting highlighted right before a recession. Usually 2 years before a recession hits, a lot of misappropriation of funds issues come out because the liquidity is drying up. And when the Fed is saying that we're not going to actively buy anything, that is an effing problem.
So, all right, percentage-wise, your thoughts on the chances of a soft landing? Because they are saying that wages are increasing, which is a good sign. Goldman Sachs just said today that they think that the Fed will stop raising interest rates, in fact, start to decrease in interest rates by maybe the first quarter of 24, which is a good sign. Interest rates are coming down. You think there's no chance of a soft landing?
A soft landing is the equivalent of your girl going through your phone, catching you cheating, and you say, baby, that wasn't me. That was a virtual assistant who sent the messages to Brittany Renner. So we can lie and say, hey, we are upon a soft landing and everything's going to be fine. But when you still have weakness in the market at scale, U.S. Steel is going through issues. And the Fed keeps saying that they're not going to continue to raise inflation. But if you ask most people, do they feel it? They're feeling it. And when they told you prior, we need to raise rates to a certain level, they told us last year. They may halt how fast they do it. But at some point, I think those mortgages are going to get back to 7.5%.
Yeah.
Those are just my thoughts.
Yeah, we spoke to Mike Novogratz about the AI bubble.
What did he say? Can you give us a little insight?
Yeah, he said it was definitely going to be a bubble. He said that it usually happens. It's a delayed reaction from the stock market and the actual bubble happening. Mm-hmm. At the start of this, he was like, you know, last year, all of the guys in tech, they were saying like NVIDIA and Microsoft, those are the two companies. So like those are the two companies that's going to benefit the most from the situation. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he still thinks that there's still room for NVIDIA and Microsoft to go up.
Bro, yeah.
Because it's just not really a lot of other places to park money. But so it's definitely going to be a bubble, an AI bubble that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the stock market will follow suit. The bubble will happen first, and then the stock market will reflect it later, as opposed to the stock market reflecting it first and then, like, you know, companies starting to just disappear out of the woodwork. So, yeah. But he felt that it was an AI bubble for sure. He said there's definitely an AI bubble that's about to pop soon.
I'm hearing some rumblings that even OpenAI, they're spending a little too much on them bots. And because AI was created to remove mundane tasks. And when there's a lot of decisions to use the AI around creativity, like I think Midjourney is great. But the most pressing problem isn't like, can I get a digital version of me that looks like I came out of Fortnite? That's not going to fix the GDP problem. So is there going to be an AI bubble? I believe we're already there. And anytime, like, let's go back to when LeBron was facing Denver. Yeah.
There's a key part of that, though.
Go ahead.
You said, we're only 5 months into this. So the bubble still has chances.
Oh, still forming.
Yeah, like 8 months ago, this wasn't the conversation. And so, and there's one of the things that you learn inside this is that there's money to be made. You just have to know when to take profit and when to leave before the bubble goes, or invest in the companies that are going to be able to withstand the bubble.
But once again, we have a major VC problem. The crypto funds blew up because they, and everyone who's a crypto fan, I'm not on crypto, but they mismanaged the funds and how they promoted crypto. As soon as that powder keg exploded, they took all that money and did and moved to AI, and they're going to cause the same contagion issue there. And then they're going to find another project to go to. All of a sudden, even if you look at Netflix while we're there on this writer's strike, they're going to Korea to find ways to fill gaps in the entertainment climate. So at some point, American VCs are going to leave here and go internationally to find companies to fund, which is one of our issues of not taking care of our own people and our own talent. Even if you look at Taiwan Semiconductor, do most people know that the only reason he went to go form that company is because he cannot get elevated to CEO of Texas Instruments? What a fucking disaster. It's like when James Harden left Oklahoma City. Was it really worth losing him over that extra $6 million for him to become a star at the Houston Rockets? So one of the greatest developments in the last 40 years, one of the greatest companies, is not even here because they didn't want to make him CEO. All the inventions and ideas and properties and products that he created for them, he wanted to keep here. Didn't let him. Meanwhile, we're building India's middle class at a scale I've never seen for a country. But they'll tell black people, there's no money available for you. They'll tell brown people, there's no money available for you. And all the conversation is about when that guy got hit with that chair, like he was Hulk Hogan. We have some major corrections to do in our country in order to make, because my guy Ruben even asked me, he's like, what can we do to avoid a crash? I'm like, we need to make better companies. Point blank. And that's the other reason. Even when I tell people don't copy me or don't copy you guys, it's like, if you copy me, you only raise my valuation. It doesn't raise the valuation of the space. Create your own version. And if we have diversity in products and companies, then great. The overall GDP can be moved, but that isn't being done. But the unfortunate part on the VC and angel side, they are funding a lot of copycats. We see it in the music industry. Everyone sounds like each other. Every app that comes out is a recreation of another. We need more innovation, but the innovation has to be funded.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.